From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 87 degrees in Topeka, 84 here in Lawrence, 85. In Emporia, it is 6:06.
This is All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies all around the state. We're always online, so we're on all around the world at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. In our next half hour, an update on the disaster caused in the wake of Helene. We will get a report from North Carolina and from Florida. This is a huge storm. It's just causing no end of misery. And we're going to talk about what is going on and what the rescue effort looks like. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall in 1313 Mockingbird Lane as they present Bram Stoker's Dracula, showing at Liberty Hall from October 18th to 20th. Tickets available at the Liberty Hall box office or online at libertyhall.net.
Speaking of Liberty Hall, join us there for our next Cinema A-Go-Go. We'll be creeping it real. See what I did there? With an early Halloween treat, two classic monster movies, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman and Dr. X. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets available at the door. Get the scary scoop at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny and not as warm. Highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cooler tomorrow night with a low in the mid-40s. But right now, 87 degrees in Topeka, 84 in Lawrence. It is 6:20.
And broadcast personality, Nessa Diop.
We want it to be fun. We want it to be joyful. But we also want it to have that extremely powerful message that kids can carry with them.
More with the authors of We Are Free, You and Me, on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Start off your day with Morning Edition, all the latest news, plus interview with Colin Kaepernick. All of that tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on both KPR1 and KPR2 stations. Tom Parkinson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
News headlines coming up in just about 30 seconds at 6:30.
Telling Russians the truth was on their side. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Stocks finished higher across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas state agencies gathered feedback today on how to fund the state's latest water plan as drought affects the state. The Kansas Water Plan lays out goals like conserving aquifers and protecting reservoirs. Currently, Kansas puts about $60 million a year toward the plan, but officials sought input on increasing that to $140 million a year for things like improving water quality and dredging reservoirs. Some at the meeting in Wichita thought the investment still falls short. Here's Lorraine Lowry of El Dorado.
It is a drop in the bucket to the grand scheme of things. Kansas has underfunded water for a long time, but I think it's good that people are having these conversations finally.
A previous plan proposed an investment of $370 million a year, but was pared back due to financial constraints. Several community clinics in rural Kansas will receive federal funding to expand mental health and substance use disorder services. About $3 million will go to centers that are located in mostly rural parts of the state, including Pittsburgh, Junction City, and Salina. The money will go toward expanding access to mental health care, including telehealth. It also includes increasing access to opioid use disorder treatment and medications. The federal agency administering the funding says rural areas have historically lacked access to the services. Clinics in Wichita and Lawrence also received funding. The Kansas City Royals are headed to Major League Baseball's postseason for the first time in nearly 9 years. Luke Martin reports that their playoff run begins tomorrow.
The Royals' 4-2 win over Atlanta on Sunday was enough to ensure at least some October baseball for the boys in blue. With a regular season record of 86 wins, 76 losses, the Royals are the second wildcard team in the American League. They'll face off against the Orioles in Baltimore on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons. If they win at least two of those games, the Royals advance to the division series against American League leaders, the New York Yankees. That five-game series is set to start October 5th. I'm Luke Martin.
Mostly clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny and not as warm, highs in the lower 70s, down into the mid-40s tomorrow night. It's 6:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Monsters rule at KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go.
We are all under suspicion of murder.
What imbecile thought that of?
Friday night at Liberty Hall, we've got a terrific double feature from 1932, Dr. X, plus Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
There's a curse upon me. I change into a wolf.
Doors open 6:30 Friday. Tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. I could go on. Many frequencies all around the state. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We still have a bit more All Things Considered yet to come with you till 7 o'clock tonight at 7:01. If you're joining us on KPR One, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, followed in turn by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, which is always a blast. Then it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR 2, however, a little bit different. Stay tuned for This American Life, followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1, October 18th at 7:30 p.m.
Mostly clear skies tonight, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as warm, highs in the lower 70s. Cooler tomorrow night with a low in the mid-40s. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Life is designed to reduce occasional nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort in hands or feet due to aging. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
With the school year starting and summer winding down, it can be hard to adjust your routines. But when it comes to news, Morning Edition does the work for you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow right here on KPR. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next, we have news headlines, then Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. But I want to tell you about tomorrow night as Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance take the stage in New York for the first and only vice presidential debate of this election season. KPR will bring you special live coverage with context and analysis from NPR's political reporters. I'll be your local host. You will hear live coverage of the CBS News vice presidential debate tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on KPR One stations. The time is 7:01. News is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Days after Hurricane Helene arrived as a strong Category 4 storm in the Florida Panhandle, some of the worst damage is well to the north, in the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Georgia. Nearly 2 million homes and businesses are without power, and the death toll from the storm has now risen to more than 130 people over six states. Will Kuett lives in Asheville, North Carolina. He says basic services are still mostly out.
We just got cell phone service back last night at around 11 o'clock, so we were out of cell phone service for about 2 days. But, I mean, you know, you can't get gas right now. So if you can't go anywhere, you can't call anybody, even for the people stranded. It's a very essential thing that we need to have restored as soon as possible.
Helene brought down trees and power lines and left many areas underwater. Meanwhile, one of the world's most significant archives of environmental data has been closed because of Helene. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the federal agency says it's still working to account for all its employees.
The National Centers for Environmental Information houses vast amounts of data used for all kinds of research and decision-making, including for climate change. Now, a climate-fueled storm has closed the agency's headquarters and knocked its website offline. While the federal building in downtown Asheville has electricity, the agency says there's no water and won't reopen until service is restored. Hurricane Helene also took down the agency's internet service provider. A spokesman for the National Centers for Environmental Information says even the employees who are physically safe are generally without power, water, or communication. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The Israeli military says it's launched an incursion into southern Lebanon to target Hezbollah. In a statement, the Israeli military describing it as limited. Israeli commandos had already reportedly launched raids into southern Lebanon in preparation for a ground offensive. Hezbollah's acting leader said the militia is ready to fight, despite a series of devastating Israeli attacks on its leaders and members in the past weeks. The Biden administration is touting another win for the Inflation Reduction Act, financial relief for Medicare beneficiaries taking certain drugs in the hospital. More from NPR's Sydney Lupkin.
When drug companies increase list prices faster than inflation, federal law now means they have a price to pay: bigger rebates for Medicare Part B. As for patients, they get a break from expensive coinsurance on these drugs. Instead of paying 20%, they will pay less. Often the new coinsurance is 19%, so the savings can be modest, a few dollars. But for a handful of very expensive drugs, patients could save more than $1,000 on their coinsurance. That's for drugs like Kymriah for blood cancers and Breyanzi for lymphomas. The savings could be especially helpful for people who don't have supplemental Medicare coverage. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Stocks ended the third quarter on an up note. The Dow gained 17 points. The Nasdaq rose 69 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 30th. This is the time of year when we start thinking about cold snaps, frontal systems that cause sudden drops in temperature and often bring clouds. A recent study suggests that our entire planet went through a major cold snap a few million years ago. It was caused by a giant cloud, a dense clump of material between the stars. The space between stars contains many clouds of gas and dust. In fact, we're inside one right now, the local interstellar cloud. But it's quite thin, so it doesn't have much impact on the solar system. The study says we might have passed through a much thicker cloud 2 million to 3 million years ago. Its material could have been 15,000 times denser than the current cloud. That could have drastically squeezed the magnetic bubble generated by the sun. Today, the bubble extends more than 100 times the distance from Earth to the Sun. But in the denser cloud, it could have been squeezed to just a quarter of the Earth-Sun distance. Since Earth would have been outside the Sun's protective bubble, it would have been bombarded by more cosmic rays, and dust from the interstellar cloud might have settled into our atmosphere. The researchers say that could have had an impact on Earth's climate, perhaps making it much cooler. That could have killed off some life and perhaps altered the development of human ancestors. Possible impacts of an interstellar cold snap. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Happy Monday, friends. A little music for you from Bizet's ballet, The Pearl Fishers, that premiered on this day many moons ago. This recording was with Michael Stern and the Orchestra of St. Luke's. And by many moons ago, I actually mean the year 1863. So, indeed, I love little historical facts like this. I am your host, Destiny, trying to keep the music world interesting for you. I have opened this hour with this fishy thing, and I'm ending the hour with something fishy, but I actually am going to play something, amazing. I can't wait. At around 7:25, Folk Songs of the Four Seasons. It's a beautiful suite. It's going to help, shall I say, usher out September and bring in October. Right now, though, we are going to listen to a sonata for clarinet. I think this is a really nice and soothing thing to listen to for a Monday. It is by Camille Saint-Saëns, and it's with Jervis DePeyer on clarinet and Gwyneth Pryor on piano on KPR. Ah, the clarinet can be very soothing here on KPR. That was Camille Sasson's Sonata for Clarinet and Piano with Jervis DePeyer and Gwyneth Pryor. Clarinet and Piano. I hope you liked it. I opened the hour with the Pearl Fishers, and I will be closing the hour with Catfish Row at around 7:40. Yes, so keep listening to this music with me this hour before we get to that fun treat. It's going to be nice. By the way, I have a special shout out today. Support comes from Dwayne and Terry Townley, former Kansas residents, now in Midland, Michigan. It's Dwayne's birthday. Happy birthday to Dwayne, born in El Dorado, Kansas, from everyone here at the station, and many thanks for ensuring that public broadcasting will be here to stay for your grandchildren and ours. You can be an awesome supporter like Dwayne and the Green Lady Lounge. They offer live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. They're located at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City, and info is at greenladylounge.com. All right, a lovely Folk Songs of the Four Seasons. Gosh, I can't believe September has gone by so quickly. And tomorrow is October. We are about to listen to this suite by Vaughn Williams, a suite of Folk Songs of the Four Seasons. Let's bid farewell to summer as fall makes its way in. Right now on KPR, it's with Martin Yates and the Scottish National Orchestra.
Thank you.
Vaughn Williams' suite of folk songs of the Four Seasons here on KPR with Martin Yates and the Scottish National Orchestra, helping to bid farewell to September and welcome in October, Halloween month. Speaking of Halloween, Halloween is arriving early, not only in the stores, but at KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Friday night at Liberty Hall, it's a classic monster movie night, including Dr. X and Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. Ooh. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and tickets are available at the door. All the details are available at kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, I opened the hour with Bizet's The Pearl Fishers, and I am going to close the hour with more fishy things. Ha ha ha. It's Catfish Row from Porgy and Bess by Gershwin. Did you know that this also premiered on this day in 1935? It's kind of interesting. It must have been a good day for all of the fish. Wah, wah. Okay, let's listen to the music. It's with John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra right now on KPR. Thank you. Gershwin's Porgy and Bess for us this evening. More music is up next here on KPR.
As November approaches, NPR News is listening to you.
No, I'm absolutely exactly who they want. Middle-class white lady.
Real voters with real frustrations.
They always use immigration as a pawn. Like, we are not pawns.
Stay with us for perspectives from voters and analysis of the issues from NPR News.
Stay with KPR for all of your election coverage needs. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hotel Elsinore, Wednesday evening, October 16th, a play with weary travels, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and welcome to the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts, Polsky Theater. This is a classical saxophone Rule Joyce recital featuring Dr. Kyle Blake Jones, a Kansas City saxophonist who really enjoys the newest pieces for saxophone. He's accompanied by pianist Dr. Jessica Kebby, and in a bit we'll hear flutist Dr. Gina Hart Kemper. Here's Kyle Blake Jones now. Their first piece is by Denis Bédard, born in 1950, The Fantasy for Saxophone and Piano. Thank you.
This is not certainly the hardest thing that we have in our repertoire, but it is an original piece. And so I wanted to start the program with something that was originally for this instrument, so you can kind of see what kind of music classical saxophone engages with. And it's hopefully very similar to a lot of the music you're used to hearing from other members of the instrumental family. The next piece on the program is not an original work, though the composer did make the adaptation himself. This is the Elegy, here listed for soprano, saxophone, and piano by Lowell Lieberman, who will be making an appearance once again on the program to close us out. The Elegy is originally a work for flute that Lieberman decided would be an excellent fit for the soprano saxophone. And so that's, I think, one of the great joys of this instrument as well, in addition for me to being an ambassador and getting to show audiences like you the kind of music that we do play. The other aspect of that is showing you how this instrument can be quite chameleon-like. We can imitate the sounds of other instruments. It's a very colorful instrument. And so one of the joys and challenges when we do play a piece that is not originally ours. I'm going to say borrow. Steal sounds a little heavy. But one of the pieces that we borrow, we certainly do our best to try to imitate those sounds and those colors and those characteristics. So I think I've talked enough. Let's see if I can do my job well. The next piece you'll hear is the Elegy for soprano saxophone and flute, soprano saxophone and piano by Lowell Lieberman. Thank you all. So doing my best to be as delicate as a flute. If there are any flutists in the audience, my apologies if I didn't quite get there. But so the next piece on the program, you'll see I've switched saxophones, so a slightly larger saxophone. I've gone from soprano to alto. The final two pieces will be on alto saxophone, and this is our primary solo instrument from a classical standpoint. So music, original, or even a lot of the transcriptions from other members of the wind instrument family are usually for this instrument, as long as the range is appropriate to do so. So the next piece, Whimsical Sketches of Fanciful Birds. What a fun title. So the first movement, Inebriated Crows, that goes into the second movement, The Curious Swallow. That goes into the third movement, The Watchful Owl, which is incredibly placid and stoic. The fourth movement, The Waking Swan. So I will say that you're going to hear some swan noises in this. Such a beautiful bird, blessed with such a very unfortunate cry. And then that flows directly into the very high-energy close of this piece, The Short-Tempered Parakeet. So I hope that you enjoy Vincent Ho's Whimsical Sketches of Fanciful Birds.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the last piece on the program is yet another return of Lowell Lieberman. This time we are welcoming, and we have the great privilege to welcome our good friend and colleague, Dr. Gina Hart Kemper, to the stage, an amazing flautist, or flutist, sorry, who I had the great privilege of working with at Mid-America Nazarene University. I'm no longer there. I'm now teaching at the University of Central Missouri and Northwest Missouri State, but we have remained fast friends and collaborators.
Lieberman is a master composer, and so many elements that you hear in the first movement appear in the second, and motives also recur in the third. Thank you.
two pieces by contemporary composer Lowell Lieberman in this Rule Joyce recital. Earlier we heard his Elegy, and we've just heard Lieberman's Trio, Opus 37, here for saxophone, flute, and piano. We've heard flutist Dr. Gina Hart Kemper, who teaches music at Mid-America Nazarene University while serving as music director of the Kansas City Flute Choir. She and the pianist, Dr. Jessica Kebby, both work with the Puerto Rico Center for Collaborative Music in San Juan. Jessica Kebby also teaches piano at William Jewell College. Our saxophonist has been Dr. Kyle Blake Jones. His background is as a performer, teacher, and arts administrator. His commissions for music have been sponsored by such organizations as the North American Saxophone Alliance Conference and the Navy Band International Saxophone Symposium. He also works with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium and several other local organizations. And that's it for this Rule Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College. Check jccc.edu or kansaspublicradio.org for more information about these concerts. Chubb Smith recorded the concert for KPR, and I'm Cordelia Brown. We hope you enjoyed it. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That was June from David Olin Barrett's Garden Suite, recorded in the KPR studios in 1999. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television. And from Bob Schwartz Financial, Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ Chanute, and through KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. With recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene ongoing, President Joe Biden will visit North Carolina Wednesday. Biden said he was briefed by officials on the ground in Asheville. Bureau's Deepa Chevron has more.
Biden says there are still many people unaccounted for after the storm and said the storm was a consequence of climate change. Vice President Harris also received briefings after cutting her campaign trip to the West Coast short in order to visit FEMA headquarters in D.C. She offered this message to storm-ravaged communities in the Southeast.
We will continue to do everything we can to help you recover and to help you rebuild, no matter how long it takes.
Harris said that she'll visit affected areas as soon as she can without getting in the way of emergency response. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump traveled to Georgia. He said today he'll bring lots of relief materials to the hardest hit areas. He also stated falsely that Georgia's governor was having a hard time reaching President Biden. The governor refuted that. According to U.S. officials, Israel has communicated to them that it has begun a limited ground offensive into Lebanon. It follows Israeli bombing raids in Lebanon that have killed 7 high-ranking officials with the militant group Hezbollah, including the group's leader Hassan Nasrallah. It's not clear, however, that Israel has made a final decision on the scope of the operation. Hezbollah, despite recent blows, said it will confront Israeli troops if they carry out a full invasion. Ryan Ruth is pleading not guilty to charges of attempting to assassinate former President Trump. NPR's Greg Allen reports Ruth was formally charged today in West Palm Beach, Florida.
In addition to attempting to assassinate a presidential candidate, Ruth faces 4 other charges, including possessing a firearm in furtherance of a violent crime and assaulting a federal officer. At a brief hearing, Ruth said, "Yes, Your Honor," when Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt asked if he understood the charges. His attorney, a federal public defender, said he was pleading not guilty and requested a jury trial. Ruth was arrested 2 weeks ago after a witness saw him flee from what prosecutors describe as a sniper's nest hidden in the trees just 100 feet from the 6th hole at Trump's golf club in West Palm Beach. If found guilty, Ruth faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Greg Allen, NPR News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
With a potential strike by more than 45,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas hours away, Biden administration officials have called for return to negotiations. The International Longshoremen's Association is demanding higher wages and a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and trucks used to load and offload freight at 36 U.S. ports that handle roughly half the nation's cargo from ships. A shutdown would affect the economy almost immediately, costing billions and raising prices of goods around the country. Despite the potential dock worker strike, Wall Street ended the third quarter on an up note. The Dow gained 17 points. The Nasdaq rose 69 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Stardate September 28th. The moon is a thin crescent in the dawn sky tomorrow. The sun lights up only about 1/10 of the lunar hemisphere that faces our way. That's the part of the moon where it's daylight. It's nighttime across the rest of the disk. But that doesn't mean you can't see that part of the moon. It forms a ghostly presence illuminated by Earthshine, sunlight reflecting off of Earth. And the Earthshine is pretty bright now because Earth would appear 90% full. Because our planet is much bigger and more reflective than the moon,
it shines many times brighter than a full moon appears from Earth. Tomorrow, the Earthshine will be so intense that you can easily make out lunar features through a pair of binoculars. And because the same side of the moon always faces Earth, our planet sticks around in the same spot in the lunar sky day and night. So future Earth watchers will see it go through an entire cycle of phases every 29 and a half days, just as the moon does. But from any given spot on the moon, Earth won't move. It'll be locked at the same point in the sky. Look for the crescent moon in the east beginning an hour or two before dawn. It has a bright companion, Regulus, the star that marks the heart of the lion. It stands close to the right or upper right of the moon. The moon will be an even thinner crescent on Monday, but still easy to make out, thanks to the light of the silvery Earth. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support. Thank you.
Called Digits by John Stein and the trio from the album Green Street, tribute to Grant Green, of course. And it's on the A Records label. Before that, and starting off this hour, we heard Marcus Printup doing Body and Soul. Great album on Blue Note. And that album titled Nocturnal Tracks. I'm Tony Mowat. Hope you're enjoying it. It's a pleasure for me to share this jazz with you here on your Pittsburgh Jazz Channel. Pass it on, my friends. You're going to be hearing much more. Yes, indeed. Here's the First Lady of Song and a beautiful version of Sophisticated Lady. Ella Fitzgerald singing the music of Duke Ellington.
They say into your early life romance came. And in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died a little away. Then, with disillusion deep in your you learn that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated. Miss the love you lost long ago, and when nobody is near, you cry. nonchalant. Diamonds shining, dancing, dining with a man in a restaurant. Is that all you're